One of the challenges of trying to communicate the gospel, especially passages like today's gospel, is that so much of the emphasis is on this familiar word, love. Today we hear Jesus telling his disciples, telling us that if we love him, we will keep his commandments. That those who have his commandments and keep them are those who love him. And those who love him will be loved by the Father. That Jesus will love those who keep his commandments and reveal himself to them. Our collect for today emphasizes that same word, love. We prayed, O God, who hast prepared for those who love thee such good things as pass man's understanding, pour into our hearts such love toward thee that we, loving thee in all things and above all things, may obtain thy promises. It is a difficult concept to pin down, love. It can mean many things, many different things in a multitude of contexts. We use the word to describe our relationships, from everything to our casual relationships with food, sports teams, clothing, and even celebrities. And then we also use it to describe our most profound and intimate relationships with family, friends, and places. But in today's gospel reading, the emphasis is on the action associated with love, the evidence of love, the embodiment of love. In fact, we see in today's gospel that love is action. It is intention, work, and even at times, struggle. If we love him, we will keep his commandments. As Jesus describes love in this passage, he is not merely describing some interior disposition or emotion. Instead, he is saying that if you truly love him, you truly love Jesus, that will be evidenced by your behavior, by your following his commandments. In thinking about Jesus' statement, if you love me, you will do what I command, which could be reworded, if you love me, you will do what I say, we need to remember that Jesus was not trying to manipulate his disciples into doing what he wanted. That same statement, if made by a parent to a child, or a child to a parent, or a friend to a friend, could serve very different purposes. I imagine that if we heard that line uttered in those contexts, we would have reason to be skeptical. But Jesus does not need the disciples' approval or appreciation. He is not trying to exploit their emotions in order to exert control over them. Instead, he is trying to show them that they can't merely claim to love him. They can't just carry a sign or make a statement that says they love Jesus. In today's terms, it can't merely be a bumper sticker or a t-shirt or a social media post. If we say that we love him, for that statement to be true, we must act like people who love Jesus. And as Jesus says, people who love him follow his commandments. So what are these commandments that Jesus is saying that we must follow? We find them throughout the Gospels. Feeding the hungry, clothing the poor, caring for the sick, telling the truth, turning the other cheek, being faithful to our promises, praying as Jesus taught us to pray, gathering in his name, breaking bread and drinking wine as he taught us to do. But I want to draw your attention to a particular commandment that in the verses that immediately precede today's gospel, Jesus has just uttered to the disciples in their midst in this final discourse. Jesus has just washed the disciples' feet, instructed them about servant leadership, and asked them to do likewise. And then Jesus makes the following statement about the meaning of love, and in doing so, offers the disciples a new commandment. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. And then in the verses that immediately follow today's gospel passage, Jesus offers another commandment, saying, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. So how do we know that we love Jesus? We follow his commandments. And what does he command? That we should love one another. There is that word again. We can't stop there, because Jesus provided us an important instruction about what it means to love one another, to follow his commandments. Jesus says that we are to love one another just as he loved us. We know love because we have seen it most faithfully embodied in the life and works of Jesus Christ. Love looks like what Jesus did. In teaching the crowds, in telling the truth, in healing the sick, in caring for the broken, in feeding the hungry, in fellowship with one another, in breaking the bread, in washing feet, in turning the other cheek, in bearing the burdens of others, and in suffering for those who persecuted. Love looks like what Jesus did. As Jesus says, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. That is how we follow his commandments, by loving as he loved us, by laying down our lives for one another. Through this, Jesus is expressing a fundamental truth about love, that we only understand love by example. We only know what it means to love by being loved, by seeing love, by being told stories of love. And through the experience of love, through the shared stories of our Savior that we hear each week, through our shared experience of the community of those who love him, through the examples of the saints before and the saints within and around us, we develop an ability to begin to understand its essence, its shape, such that we can realize it, recognize it, then replicate it in our own lives. And in doing so, we will be counted among those who love him.